Do me a favor and turn to somebody and say, it's the little things. Turn to somebody and say it again, it's the little things. Remember that today. Today we're talking about it's the little things. Do me a favor and go back in your mind's eye to one of the last times you'd had a bad day. Boy, I guess that was easier than I thought, huh? Was it because a meteor fell out of the sky and hit your house? No, it wasn't because a meteor fell out of the sky and hit your house. Was it because the elephant that escaped from the zoo that day ended up in your garage? Is that why you ended up having a bad day? Was it because the 50-year-old oak tree in your front yard finally decided to rest on your SUV? No, it wasn't. It wasn't. Was it because you stepped outside of your home that day only to realize that throughout the night we were invaded by Mars and now aliens had taken over the neighborhood? Is that why you had a bad day that day? No. Chances are it wasn't something big that set your day on a not so good path. Because it's really about the little things. If you think back to a day that maybe just didn't get off on the right foot, maybe it was because traffic was heavy on your way to the commute and it got you where you needed to be 5 minutes later than you wanted to be there. Or maybe it was because the checkout line was moving too slow or you were in the 10 items or less and that woman in front of you had 13 items and you counted them, right? You ever been there, right? You got two items and she's got 13 and it just sets the rest of your day off. Maybe your day just got off on a bad foot when you asked for no pickles and no mustard, and you were already 5 miles down the road when you bit into that pickle. And it just set the rest of the day on a bad foot. Maybe it was just the day when the kids were especially excited to be alive, which means they made a mess in the basement playing, they spilt their breakfast all over the floor. They fought with each other about the one toy in the midst of the thousands of toys they have to choose from. Little things. Little things make the biggest difference. Switch gears with me and go to a day that just was a good day. Just a good day. At the end of the day, you're like, wow, that was just a good day. If I could have more days like today, it would be a good day. Think about that day for a minute. On that day, did you win the Megabucks lotto? No, you wouldn't be here if you did. I appreciate that. I love you, I know, but you'd be somewhere else. But it wasn't something big that happened on that day. You didn't win the lottery. You didn't get promoted to president of your company. Something small, something little. Maybe it was that note that came in the mail that simply said, hey, I'm thinking about you today. Or, hey, thanks, you did a good job today. Maybe it was just that morning when you woke up and it's the way the sun kind of shined through the curtains and warmed up the room and just gave a glow to the morning. Maybe it was something small like that. Maybe it was just the right song came on the radio on your way into the commute and that song just ran through your head all day and you were just smiling all day. You ever have a day like that where that song gets in your head? For me, it's usually like the YMCA or something, right? You know, YMCA. When that gets in your head, you're going to be singing it all day today now because I just put it in your head. You can't walk around and not have a smile sometimes when it's that gets in the back of your head. And maybe it was that day you reached in the pocket and what'd you find? That $5 bill. Right? Did you ever get the free $5 bill day? Your wife doesn't even know it's in your front pocket. You don't have to account for it. It's a good $5 day. Right? James is like, I had one of those days, right? I mean, that's, you can handle the pickles that day if it was a free $5 bill. Maybe it was just a day when your kids or your grandkids said, I love you. Unprompted, unasked for, unexpected. something small, something little. You know, it's the little things. It's the little things that make the biggest difference. Friday night, just a couple of nights ago, my family probably had our best family night we've ever had. No Disneyland, no Chuck E. Cheese, no big dollars spent on anything. Just the four of us in our bed. We brought the TV out of the basement, put it at the foot. An hour of Phineas and Ferb. If you don't know Phineas and Ferb, you're missing out. Boy Scout popcorn, and the four of us. Little things. Little things make all the difference in the world. I'm going to introduce you to a guy here on the screen. This is pictures coming up here. His name is Dan Stutt. Because Dan paid attention to the little things, Dan has had the ability now to save hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of lives. You see, in 1995, Dan, who was an engineer at Syracuse, part of their research department, went down to Nicaragua and Honduras after the effects of Hurricane Marilyn that had wiped out hundreds of thousands of homes. And he went down there with this burning desire to figure out how they could prevent that from happening. And after looking at all of the things that could prevent it from happening, Dan discovered the reason that hundreds of thousands of homes were destroyed in that hurricane wasn't because of the wood, it wasn't because of the foundation, it wasn't because of the shingles or the roofing, it was because of the nails. Dan went home on a quest to reinvent the nail. Dan has now invented a nail, a little thing that has literally probably saved hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of lives in the developing world. The nail, the little thing, the thing that holds it all together. You know, the longer I'm in this business, the more I begin to realize that faith, our faith, is really about the little things. When I was younger, when I was in my 20s, faith was all about the big questions. I wanted the big questions answered. I wanted to know what this was all about. I wanted to know where I was going. I wanted to know what this was all supposed to be about. I wanted to answer all those questions about that were the ultimate of life. What is this all about when it's all said and done? What is the purpose of life? Why do bad things happen to good people? How do I end war and poverty and hunger and racism and hatred? But as I get older, I'm discovering that my faith, it's really about the little things. It's about trying to help me answer questions like, how do I get through today with joy and dignity? How do I show kindness to everyone who crosses my path? How do I feed the hungry person who is there on the street today, or the neighbor next door, or the person who walks through the doors of the church today? How do I help them? And if I can't, how do I say no while keeping their dignity and their joy intact? How do I not miss the beauty of the setting sun or the falling leaves or that wonderful, enchanting, haunting sound of migrating geese? My faith is asking me to focus more and more on the little things. How do I appreciate those closest to me, those I love and who love me? How do I capture those moments best as time slips through the hourglass? It's the little things that seem to make the biggest difference in the world. You all know where you can find me. If you can't find me here, go to Frank's Diner. Chances are you'll find me there. And why do I keep going back to Frank's Diner? Is it because they got the best food in town? Their food's good, but it ain't the best food in town. Why do I go in there? Because from the moment I walk in, she's got two Diet Pepsis sitting on the table. As soon as I walk in, as soon as my boys walk in with me, you know that look on your face when you walk into a restaurant with the two-year-old and the four-year-old? Most waitresses look with terror that you're walking into their restaurant. They know my two boys by name. They have a spot where we always sit. They bring the coloring book over. She's got saltine crackers in her hand to my boys so they can have something to eat while we wait. It's the little things that keep me going back to that place. We'll travel out of our way. We'll spend more money if somebody's taking care of the little things. The Apostle Paul, in his letter to the church at Thessalonica, this young church, this new church, Paul ends his letter with a list of little things. A list of little things for this church to hold on to not let go of. And it's strange because when I think about writing a letter to a church, to you, to encourage you, it's not often the little things that I'm interested in having you be encouraged about. No, I want the big things, the sweeping vision, the edicts to take it to the street, to go out into the community, to march on Rome, or just to hold on, is what Paul says. Hold on to what is good. Listen to these words from the Apostle Paul. But we appeal to you, brothers and sisters, to respect those who labor among you and have charge of you in the Lord and admonish you. Esteem them very highly and love them because of their work. Be at peace amongst yourselves. And we urge you, beloved, to admonish the idlers, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with them all. See that none of you repays evil for evil, but always seek to do good to one another and to all. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit, but test everything and hold fast to what is good. Don't let go of the little things. Paul says, did you hear those little things? Make sure you say thank you. My mom, we got a letter, like a birthday card in the mail. Maybe you guys got this. If it had money in it, we couldn't spend the money until the thank you card was in the mail. Right? Little things. Little things make a big difference. Live in peace with one another. Encourage those whose hearts ache. Why do we tell you to send a note to people when we hold them up in prayer? Because Paul says the little things matter. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances. In all circumstances. In good times, in bad times, give thanks. In times of plenty, in times of scarcity, give thanks. In times of health, in times of sickness, give thanks. Paul says, hold on to the little things. Because in the end, it's the little things that make the biggest difference. The ropes and the rocks and the postcards coming with the imageries of the rock climbers. This little thing, the carabiner. This little thing makes all the difference in the world to a rock climber. Without this little thing, they'd have nothing to hold on to. In fact, this little thing saves their life. It catches them when they fall. It holds them secure to the foundation. It's the carabiner. This little carabiner that won't let go. It's the little things that make all the difference in the world. And maybe the carabiner is the best symbol for the church I have ever seen. Because we do a bunch of little things around here. Things that seem routine and things that seem mundane. The worship services, if you come week in and week out, they follow basically the same format. Little things. All the potlucks and food drives and the Sunday school classes, all the greeters, the ushers, all this little, sometimes mundane stuff is in order to create a community that will catch you when you fall. That'll give you something to hold on to when your foot feels like it's going to slip. It's the church and its little ways that gives you something to hold on to. And it's the church that won't let go. It's the little thing that make the biggest difference in the world. And I tell you that because some of you have already gotten a card from me. And it's your pledge card. If you're like me, when you get this, you sit at home and you go, I ain't got a lot to give. My little bit isn't going to make any difference in the world. But I'm here today to tell you, your little bit combined with my little bit creates a place where people have something to hold on to when everything else seems to be slipping down around them. And it doesn't take much to make a big difference. I call it the Big Mac solution. One Big Mac a week. $5 extra a week. $5 more than you gave last year. If 100 of us bought into the Big Mac solution this year, it'd be an extra $25,000. One Big Mac a week added on to what you've already done. And what can we do with that? We can make sure that next year when the young people stand up here to talk about their faith that it's a bigger group of kids. We can make sure that when people walk through wondering who's going to help them meet ends meet, that we can help more people. But there's a chance for something to hold on to. Friends, they say a picture is worth 1,000 words. So let me end this time with just showing you some of the imagery of this church and why it's something that's worth holding on to.